has been declared, and what we want to do is forewarn the people as early as possible. We've declared the snow alert, but we're probably not going to get into, in fact, we're not going to get into the residential streets till after midnight. We wanted to warn them early enough to let them know that we are going to plow out the city, but we don't normally want to run the snow alert like at after midnight because everybody's asleep. So we're letting them know now that we're going to be in there, but it's going to be sometime after midnight before we start getting into those residential areas and plow out the entire city.
Anything else folks should know about a snow alert and what they need to do or not do?
Well, the biggest help we can get from the citizens is that they actually pull their vehicles off the street. If they have their vehicles off the street, first of all, we will get through the streets a lot quicker, and we'll get out of the town plowed a lot sooner. If we have to plow around a vehicle, then what happens is we get called back again once the vehicle is gone to plow back again, and it adds extra work for us. Plus, it's an inconvenience for the neighborhood to have these great big snow windrows out in the middle of the street. So it's twofold. It helps out the neighborhood, and it helps us out by getting us through the town quicker.
And bottom line is you're going to be doing around midnight, so definitely they got to be off by midnight.
Yeah, well, we're going to be in there. We're going to be in the Zone 3 after midnight, and then Zone 2 north-south tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., Zone 2 east-west tomorrow night at 8 p.m., and then we'll be into the downtown area for a cleanup and pickup. Going into Friday at midnight, it's actually going to be Saturday morning at 1 a.m. We'll be down in the downtown area. And hopefully by about 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, we'll have the complete city all cleaned up and back to normal again.
Well, you guys really move fast. What's it like out there now? What are you guys doing?
Well, actually, we are concentrating hard on the emergency route. This wind is causing us real issues out there. In fact, the city has a no travel advisory within the Sioux Falls area. That's how bad the weather is just in the Sioux Falls area. So you can about imagine what the weather is like outside the Sioux Falls area here. A lot of people need to take a lot of precautions here. I would recommend calling ahead to family, letting them know that they are on their way home, and so that if they don't show up in a certain amount of time, they can start trying to figure out where they're at and if there's issues out there, especially if you live outside the city limits of Sioux Falls. That would be a strong recommendation.
I'm sure we've seen worse, but we've probably seen better, too. I mean, how would you compare this thing?
Well, this is probably one of the first times I've actually seen where the winds were for a forecast for a consistent 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts in the 50 to 60 mile an hour range. I mean, that alone is brutal. If that was a summer, those winds would be brutal. But mixing that with about 2 inches of snow right now, we have this continuous ground blizzard that's going to be taking place all day and into the night. It's hard enough seeing it during the daylight hours, but now when the sun goes down and it gets dark out, it's going to make it even worse trying to find the road and stay on the road with this ground blizzard that we have going on.
Right. Finally, unless Galen, you have anything to add, any anecdotes from your crews out there that would really, I don't know, paint the picture for my listeners as to, you know, what they've been dealing with, any problems, any unusual things you've seen, et cetera?
Well, I'll tell you this. We have contractors that we hire to come in and help us. We have actually had contractors that say they think it's too dangerous to be out there, and they're holding their crews back for right now for us. So that's the severity of what people need to deal with out there. This isn't just another ordinary January snowstorm here. This is quite treacherous out there with the fact that we have these 50-mile-an-hour, 60-mile-an-hour gusts out there, and you just can't really see. With the temperatures that we're having out there, if you get exposed to the wind out there, it's life-threatening.
Right.